I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens, Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races.
So this is the 21st Marvel film, if you can believe it, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and the first one helmed by a woman. That sort of feminist journey is front and center in the film.
I was reading that Brie Larson really worked out for this thing to get in shape for the movie.
Yeah, 9 months, and she also talked about practicing the hero look. You see this a lot in Michael Bay movies, where sort of the camera starts out low and goes up top, and you see how strong she is, and then also kind of that sneer. She says that took a while to master.
Samuel L. Jackson co-stars. He's Nick Fury, but he's played in the 1990s, and they de-aged him. And what I saw online, pretty amazing. Sort of like what they did with Brad Pitt and Benjamin Button. No eye patch for Nick Fury this time. Even Samuel L. Jackson said he was blown away by it.
It's kind of terrifying. The first computer-generated character was in Young Sherlock Holmes, just sort of the stained glass knight. You can look at that online, by the way. It's interesting how hokey it is. Now we can actually take people and de-age them, and it's really, really kind of scary in a way if you think about it, because like action heroes and stars can have a 50-year, 60-year span.
Most of the writers are women. One of the two directors, Anna Boden, is a woman. Is this a heavy female empowerment statement, or do they play it pretty straight as an action film?
It's both. I mean, she is a fighter pilot in the 80s. She has this great relationship with her wing person, played by Lashana Lynch. They definitely face sort of the Top Gun kind of mentality against female pilots at the time.
And of course, I saw a trailer for the new Avengers film coming out, and Captain Marvel, which is the next month or two, Captain Marvel makes an appearance there.
Yeah, there's a teaser at the end that sort of begins to set that all up. And again, Captain Marvel is going to have a very prominent place in Endgame, in Avengers Endgame, next month. Speaking of heroic looks, Brie Larson got a lot of grief for the Captain Marvel posters not showing her smiling from the fanboys online, because we can't have nice things, right? So she actually sent out all these Marvel posters of the male heroes with Photoshop goofy smiles on their faces to show how ridiculous a comment that was.